Would you like to have your own business? Do you have your own business? Would you like to have a successful, profitable business if you haven't already? And would it be nice to learn from other people's mistakes so that you don't make those same mistakes? Would it be good to learn from other people's successes so that you could make your business successful and profitable faster? And if there is information out there, who do you listen to? And if you look at business advice, whether it's books or seminars or workshops or conferences or TED Talks or podcasts, there's millions of them. So how do you know what works? And as a business person, and I'm a unique business person because I've never worked for somebody else. I've never had a job, but I've also never started a business. That puts me in a really interesting position. I call myself an intrapreneur. So I've never earned a salary or wages. I've always gone into other people's businesses, and the success of that business then determines how much money I earn. So I've put myself out there as I need to know what I'm doing in business because otherwise I'm not going to earn any money. And that has been a beautiful experience for lots of reasons. I've screwed up and made lots and lots of mistakes that have cost literally millions of dollars. The reverse of that, I've had lots of successes that have made me and other people millions of dollars. Do you want to take advice from a woman like that? That's completely up to you. What I will share with you that everything that I've learnt and everything that's ever happened to me, of course, has come from somebody else. I've learnt some really great lessons and learnt how to be successful from other people's experiences. And I've also lost a lot of money and made some really stupid mistakes because of the advice that I have received from other people. So I'm not asking you to listen to me. I've just got some great questions that you might want to consider if you are in business or if you want to go into business. So I always ask this question first. If you've ever said, I wish that I had my own business, and or if this was my business, I would do it differently. So I would like to choose my own hours, be my own boss, work when I want to work, earn the amount of money that I want to earn, work with the people that I want to work with. And I've got some much better ideas about how this business could work better than the boss I've currently got or the owner of this business. And if you've ever said any or some or all of those, is it possible that you have a inside sneaky entrepreneurial streak and you'd like to have your own business, or you may want to have your own business but you believe that you can't? People might have told you that it's too hard, you need too much money, you have to be really smart, you have to have a different education than you've got now, and you might not believe that you can have your own business. So what I'd love to share with you is why it is possible that everybody could have their own business. I would love for everybody to literally choose their own hours, be their own boss, work when they want to work, earn the amount of money that they want to earn, and work with the people that they want to work with, because would we have a happier world if that was the case? And if it was simple to do that, would you like to know the strategies, the toolbox, the way to do that without... It's a great question, without having any money. And that's usually the big one. You can't have your own business if you haven't got any money. And of course, that's not true, because most of the businesses in the world, the really successful ones, were started by people who didn't have any money. so the world can't use that as an excuse, because that's just not true. But you personally, the first question I would always ask is, what do you want to do? What are you really passionate about? Because the fundamentals of business, and this was taught to me a really long time ago, comes from a book called Good to Great by Jim Collins. And it's not a book about opinion. And I will share with you straight up front, one of the biggest challenges in business is if you listen to people who give you their opinion who've never run a business. And I've been caught with that so many times, where I've been given advice that sounded good advice. I've read a book and that sounded like it was good advice for a business. But the person or the book, which is just written by a person, was somebody who'd never run a business. So can I share with you up front that's the biggest mistake I've ever made, is listening to people, taking advice from people, believed people who've never run a business. So if somebody says to you, you can't run a business, my first question would be, have they ever? And they might have and failed. And as you know, the only definition that I ever use for failure is that they gave up. So the fundamentals of a business coming directly from Jim Collins' book, and it's not a book about somebody that's never run a business. Jim Collins is a scientist who studies other people's businesses. So all he's done is carefully analyzed the most successful businesses in the world and worked out why they became successful. And again, you don't have to believe the information in front of you. It is just data, literally. Why did this business become successful? And here's the data to prove it. So if you have a look at that book, if you read that book, for me, the ultimate outcome of Good to Great is what I call the sweet spot, and Good to Great would call it the hedgehog principle, which is, number one, do what you're the most passionate about. And that's probably the biggest mistake that people make in business, is they start a business to make money rather than start a business to do with something that they're really excited about. Because if you're waking up every day doing something, should it be something that you're really passionate about? What a great question. The second part of the hedgehog philosophy, what I call the sweet spot, is how can you be the best in the world at it? A lot of people go into business, going into competition with other people, expecting to be in a big group. So they open a gym, or they open an accounting firm, or they open a building business, and it's just going to be the same as everybody else's. And they say, well, those builders are making money, or that car dealer is making money, or those personal trainers are making money, so I'm going to do what they're doing and I'll be able to make money too. Without understanding that the best thing about anybody's business is that it is unique and different from anybody else's, and it's the best in the world for your customers and clients. So number one is do what you're the most passionate about. Number two is, will your clients, your customers, be saying, I go to the best accountant, I have the best builder, I've got the best car dealer, I've got the best exercise professional to look after me, they're the best in the world for me. And there's some businesses who aim to be the best in the world, not just for their customers or clients. So there's a headspace to consider. And then, of course, if you want your business to be successful, you have to add massive value to those people's lives. If your customers and clients are saying, not only do I go to the best gym in the world, but it adds massive value to my life, I couldn't live without it, is it possible then that you wouldn't need a marketing plan, you wouldn't need a referral system, your business would just grow automatically? So there's my first question, and the biggest mistake that people make. I've very privileged that I've never made that mistake. I've wanted to be an exercise professional all of my life. That's all I've ever done. I've never had a lousy, stinking, rotten job, and I've never worked for somebody else because I figured that out really early. I'm going to be an exercise professional. I'm going to live my entire life aiming to inspire and excite people to exercise. So ask yourself the question, why am I going into business? Is this something that I'm really passionate about? And if it's not, there is a very high probability that your business could fail. And I'll use that same definition. Failure is giving up. And is it possible that you are more likely to give up on something if it gets hard or tough or challenging, if it's something that you don't love? And for me, who's been through so many ups and downs and made lots of money and lost lots of money and made heaps of mistakes, but I've never ever considered that I would want to do something else because it's what I'm really passionate about. So ask yourself that question, is this something I'm really passionate about? The second question to ask is, if I'm second best or third best, or my customers and clients aren't telling other people that I am the best and they don't believe that I'm the best, then is it possible that my business could be less than successful and it could possibly fail? Meaning that even if I love my business, if I don't have any customers and clients, then I'm not going to have a business. I haven't got any money. I haven't got any profit. Then, of course, I can't help anybody. My product or service can't add value to people's lives. So it would fail. And I'll use the word fail again. If you love what you're doing, why would you allow your headspace, your education, your training to stop you from finding out how to have a successful, profitable business? And that's the thing that I've had to learn the hard way, which I hope my passion and enthusiasm for this particular topic will inspire you, that education and training and learning is the ultimate part of getting better at what you do. How can you get better? How can you improve your business? How can you be the best at your business if you're not learning and educating and training yourself? And what's really cool about that is even the best businesses in the world. So there are some businesses that are literally considered to be the best in the world, but they will all tell you very passionately, the owners or founders or visionaries of that business, they'll all tell you that even the best know they can get better. So even if somebody thinks that that's the best car or the best watch or the best suit suitcase or the best accounting firm or the best legal company. The people that own those businesses, they never call themselves the best. It's always about how can we keep getting better. The best know they can get better. So if you're ever in a position that you are not learning anymore, you're not training anymore, you're not educating yourself, you're not keeping up to date, you're not passionate about learning, then is it possible that your business won't be as successful as you would like it to be? So number one, do what you're passionate about. Number two, keep learning and training and educating so you keep getting better and better at what you do. And then how do I add massive value to my customers and clients' lives? And this for me, if there was a defining moment of my career path, it was when I truly understood or aimed to understand, wanted to know about my customers and clients. Often a company will produce a product or a service and throw it out to the general public and hope that the general public wants to buy that product or service without considering that there is no general public. Is it possible that everybody that is living in the world today is a unique and individual person and they have unique and individual likes and dislikes and desires and fear and pain and life experience, and that if we really want to be able to add value to their lives, then we need to get to know them. And again, the best companies in the world have a really good understanding of specifically who their target market is. And I don't like to use that terminology because it sounds very businessy. But if you know specifically who's going to buy your product or service, why they would want to buy it, how it's going to add value to their lives, and then each individual person that comes into your business, how can you personally add value to their lives? And if you want to have a big business that's multinational and you want to have millions and millions of customers, that might get lost. But again, the biggest companies in the world that are the most profitable will share with us that they are aiming to keep that connection. They still want their customers and clients to say, I buy the best phone in the world, or I buy the best car in the world, or I buy the best pair of shoes in the world. Even though there's millions of other people that might buy this same product, it adds value to my life. So if you, regardless of your business, whether it's tiny and you've got 10 customers or clients, or you've got a million or 10 million customers or clients, there's a great question to ask: what can I do to keep a personal connection with those people so that they know that why I'm doing this? And that leads me to my next very important question: why are you doing this? So if you are passionate about it and you want to keep learning and getting better and you do want to add massive value to people's lives, why? And again, the best in the world have shared with me over and over and over, whether it's a CEO of a company or a top level sports person or an artist or a musician, the question is always, how can I add value to people's lives? What do I need to do to make sure that whatever I'm doing for the world makes people feel good? And if that's what I'm doing, then I have to have a driving force to do that, my big why. They all will share with us that if you have a big why, people will buy you and the reason why you're doing something rather than just the product. And I'll give you another example. If there's 10 companies producing the same product and around about the same price, think about what the reasons why you buy things and who you buy things from. And it's been suggested by the behavioral scientists and the epidemiologists, the people that study why we buy stuff, is that we are more likely to buy from the person that's doing it for the right reason. If we feel that somebody cares about us, or they care about the product, or they care about the planet, we're more likely to invest time and money with that particular business or that product or service. So why are you doing this? Why is this business important to you? And is that a message that you should get out to the world? So it's not just, and I use myself because I obviously love what I do, it's not just that I'm an exercise professional, but why, Rowie? Why do you do this? And I share very passionately, I think every day. I started exercising in the upright position and got puffed and loved it. I did a group exercise class when I was 13 years of age. and it changed my life. It made me feel, at the time I didn't understand neurochemistry, but I had dopamine and serotonin and endorphins pumping through my entire body for probably the first time in my life. And because up until then I hated sport and I hated exercise. I wanted every person in the world to feel as good as I did that day. I knew at the age of 13 when I did my first group exercise class that this was going to be my career path. I wanted to help and inspire and excite people to do what I did that day so that they could feel as good as I do. Now, that's taken lots of different paths in my life, of course. So I've become a group exercise instructor, and then I became a gym manager and a membership consultant for very large gyms around the world and managed health clubs for 23 years. I was a personal trainer. Then I became a personal exercise coach because there were so many personal trainers. Isn't that interesting? And I share that again. People shared with me when I first started that, first of all, there was no career path. There was no career path to be an exercise professional. I didn't know what personal training was. And when it was first kind of talked about, in Australia, for example, it was, well, no one in Australia is ever going to have a personal trainer. That's just for Americans or celebrities or sports people. So I'm sharing with you that there'll be times when you're excited and passionate about something, and there'll be people that tell you that it can't be done, it's not possible, and no one's ever going to have one of those or use one of those. Well, of course, that's just not true, because every product or service or business that exists right now was once considered impossible. Every business that started, somebody said, nobody's going to want that, nobody's going to use that, it's not going to work. So there's a great piece of advice when it comes to business. Could it be a really good idea to not listen to the people who tell you that it can't be done? And I'll rephrase that. Is it possible that the people who are really successful at business would never tell you that? They know that because they've been through the process, that if you want to start something new, if you want to start something exciting, or even if you just want to start something that everybody else is doing, somebody's going to tell you, or lots of people are going to tell you, that it can't be done. And that's, of course, just not true, particularly if you stick to the fundamentals of great business. So number one, do what you're passionate about and ask yourself that question every day. Do I love this? Keep learning and training and educating, because, of course, you'd want to. No one would have to tell you to do that. You love your business and you love adding value to people's lives, so you keep getting better at what you do. Isn't that exciting? And then if you are adding massive value to people's lives, is it possible that your business will be successful? If you listen to the people that tell you that you can't do it and you believe them, then what would happen to your business? Versus use that as an inspiration and a driving force. So if somebody tells you it can't be done and it's not possible, maybe the driving force is you're going to prove them wrong. And I'll certainly share that with you, that that's something that's been a very big driving force for me personally. And from a profession's point of view, is how many people said, you can't do that, it's not possible. And I knew in my heart that if I felt this good, then other people could feel this good, and I wanted them to feel the same way. So I just kept driving forward regardless of whether or not people said it was possible. So when people give you advice, the suggestion is, if they haven't run a business, perhaps don't take that on board. And if they failed at their business because they gave up on it, why would you listen? And if you only take advice or only listen to the people that have successful businesses, is it possible that they will give you the information that you need, and they'll give it freely, and they'll want you to be successful? And I'll give you an insight into why that's a really interesting question. Regardless of what business you want to go into, the people that are really good at it, who are successful and profitable, know that they need competition. Competition is the thing that makes us better. If you're the best runner in the world, how would you know that if you had nobody to run against? If you are the best athlete at anything, it's the competition that makes you better. You can't just go for a run and hope to get faster. You have to run against people who may be faster than you, so that you can test how fast you are. Well, successful business is the same. And the people that ask, I don't want to go into business because there's too many of those, it's actually the opposite. The people who are really good at what they do and they're the most successful and profitable are excited about the competition, because competition forces them to get better and forces them to do what is the next part of a successful business, which I didn't understand, because I thought I just would go and do what everybody else is doing, because I didn't understand this, which is USP. unique selling point? And it could just be you, unique. What are you doing that is different from everybody else? And I think it's the biggest mistake that people make in business, and particularly in the exercise profession. People just copy what everybody else is doing. And if you have a look at, for example, the 24-hour chains of health clubs, I would ask, arguably, what makes them different? They're all open 24 hours. They all have about the same size. They're all about the same kind of equipment. They all have the same, almost the same kind of classes. What makes them stand out from the crowd? And that's the big question. In business, when people are looking to buy this product or service, why would they remember us? Why would they do business with us? What makes us completely different from everybody else? And it's the question that I learnt again a very long time ago, and I'm so privileged. When somebody says, why should I do business with you, or I can get this product cheaper somewhere else, the answer is so beautiful. Would you like me to share with you what makes us uniquely different from any other business? And if you are different, if you are, and you, the word unique is very special because it means nobody else does it. There is nobody else like you. Then you don't have to compete on price. And in fact, you probably don't have to compete if you think about that really carefully, because nobody else does what you do. So when somebody says, why should I do business with you? Are you ready with, would you like me to share with you the 3, 5, 10, 27 reasons why we are unique and different from any other business? So what are you passionate about? Are you educating, learning and training every day to get better at what you do? How are you adding massive value to people's lives because you understand each individual client, the people that buy your product or service? You know why they buy it and they know why you're doing what you're doing. So there's two whys. Why would they buy from you, and why are you doing what you're doing? Don't take advice from people who've never run a business before. There's a really great idea and a big mistake that I've made. It cost me a lot of money. And if I had to share with you the biggest mistake I've ever made, it's embarrassing. It's copying other people. It's not understanding the USP of business. If you do anything the same as somebody else, you will now have to compete on price. And you won't be able to answer that question, I can get it cheaper down the road, why wouldn't I? If what you're doing is the same as somebody else, then somebody can knock down a price and people will go and buy the product from somebody else because it's cheaper. And sadly, for my profession, that's just normal practice in business. And I'm embarrassed about it because I think it's really sad. If you love your product as much as I do, and for me, exercise is the ultimate product. The list of value that it adds to people's lives is, and I love sharing it. If you want to have a body that's a high performance machine, a fat burning, calorie burning, food burning machine, if you want to have a fast metabolism, if you want to have great posture, if you want to have great hair, great skin, great nails, strong teeth, if you want to have great self-esteem, if you want to have a body that fights germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, if you want to have a body that your brain works effectively and you can think clearly and make better decisions, if you want to have low body fat percentage, if you want to be able to control your weight, if you want to be able to have a hormonal system that you control rather than the other way around, if you want to have a high performance machine, then obviously you need to be healthy, fit and strong. That's how passionate I am about what I do. But sadly, this great product that we have, this beautiful, and when you put it into a service, which is personal exercise coaching or becoming a member at a gym where there's going to be somebody who cares about you and wants you to achieve your goals and they're there to help you, there's the real challenge, because most people do it the same as everybody else and they compete on price. And my profession has devalued what we do so much. There are gyms where you can join now. Certain countries in the world, it's $10 a month. And I know that that's a business model and people, they work out that they can be profitable and successful on that, and congratulations. I just find it really sad because I think that something so valuable should never, ever be devalued by discounting or by cheapening it, the product, or by offering it to in a way that just makes it sound cheap. I don't want to be part of a profession that offers a cheap product. And it doesn't matter what profession you are. Who wants a cheap house? Who wants a cheap plumber? Who wants a cheap... Since I want a cheap car, but do you really? I want a cheap holiday. Do you really? Do you want to get on a plane that's been produced cheaply? Do you really? It's usually comes with the word nasty. And if you are the same as anybody else, and if you have to compete with other people, then you might have to cheapen your prices. And I just think that's awful. And coming from a profession that's constantly discounting and offering cheaper prices, I find it really, really sad. So here's my suggestion. Work out, and this is the really simple process of what to charge, and probably the biggest mistake that people make when it comes to the finances of a business. They have a look at what everybody else is charging and aim to compete with that. Well, here's a great thing to consider. How many hours do you want to invest into your business? Because is owning your own business or the thing that you're the most passionate about and proud of, should that also fit into your lifestyle? So we only have 168 hours in every week, and we all have that thing we've all got in common. How many hours do you want to invest into your business? And whether that's every week or every month or every year. Then how much do you want to earn so that you can have a life? And I'll go back to those questions. Do you want to choose your own hours, be your own boss, and choose the amount of money that you want to earn? And is it possible that that's different for everybody? We've all got different ways that we live our life, whether it's the car we drive, the house we live in, the money we give to charity, the schools that we choose for our children, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, the alcohol that we drink. We've all got different lifestyles. And yet so many people go into business without considering any of those things. So how about this? How many hours do you want to invest into your business? How much money do you want to earn? And not just to break even, but what do you need to be profitable so that you can have all of those things in your life? So you literally can live your life in a lifestyle that suits you. You then obviously have to work out what your expenses are, and that's where having a great business plan is really important. You have to know what your expenses are going to be. So you add the amount of money that you want to earn to the expenses of running your business. You divide that by the number of hours that you want to invest into your business, and you now know how much you need to charge. I don't know why we would do it any other way, and I work with lots of people now every day because we have an international fitness business college, so we train and help inspire, excite people to have their own business, and most of our students specialize in the exercise business, in the fitness business. And the really interesting thing when it comes to this particular business is that most people try and compete on price with other people. So they charge what the other trainer's charging, they charge what the other gym's charging, what's that boot camp charging, and they aim to fit into that same pricing structure. And I can never understand that. You're different. Whatever boot camp you're going to run, the other boot camp instructor has a different lifestyle to you. They live in a different house, they drive a different car, or they have a bike, they go to different restaurants. How much do you need to make sure that your business is successful and profitable? And then when you know that, now it's about marketing. Now it's about, I need to market to the people that are going to invest that kind of money into my unique business. And that's why that point about being unique is so incredibly different. You have to be different. It's so incredibly important to be different, to be unique. So if I wrap all of that up, it's a really simple process, and I hate it that people make business so complicated. Are you doing what you're the most passionate about so that you wake up every day excited to do it? If you're excited to do it, will you wake up wanting to learn and grow and educate and train and get better at what you do? And if you keep doing that, will you keep adding more value to your clients' lives? If you want to get to know your clients, you're doing this for the right reason. So what is your why? Then is it likely that the why for people to buy your product or service will be more exciting to them because they know why you're doing what you're doing? Do you know specifically who wants your product or service? And that's based, of course, on, yes, what your product or service is, but when do you have it available, and what kind of person would buy that product or service, and what kind of person will be most excited about it? And that really beautiful question, who do you want to work with? And that's why when you work out your prices, when you work out what you need to charge for your product or service, that will pretty much tell you who your target market is. Because if you've got I'll just use round figures. If you need to earn $1,000 an hour, that's a different mindset in a different group of people than if you only need to earn $100 an hour or if you need to earn $10 an hour. It's a different group of people that would buy your product or service. And then it's just talking to those people personally. So if I go back to, do you know each individual person? Do you know the kind of people that want to buy your product or service, your target market? Then your marketing can talk to them personally. And the big rule of marketing, which I learned a long time ago, and I wish that businesses used this, when you do marketing, each individual person that reads that piece of marketing would say this, that's me, they're talking to me, number one. Number two, they can help me. And number three, they can either help me and somebody else in my family or in my circle of influence, or they can't help me, but I certainly know somebody that they can help. And I ask you that beautiful question, if everything about your marketing speaks personally to somebody, your target market, and they say, oh, wow, that's me, they're talking to me, wow, they can help me and they can help somebody in my life, or I don't have no interest in that product or service, but I certainly know somebody that needs that product or service. And that's about marketing personally, and it seems to me the biggest mistake that people make in business. I'm very privileged because I learned it a very long time ago, and I'm just, yeah, so thankful that the ability to connect with people via marketing, which is personal communication, is something that I learned from somebody who knew how to do it properly. And a very special thank you to the marketing guru called Winston Marsh, who taught me very harshly initially, Roey, don't do that. And I'll use his words, that's shit. Your marketing is shit because you're not talking to people personally. And I listened very carefully from somebody who had an education in marketing, but real life success with marketing, with multiple businesses. And last but not least, when it comes to taking advice from people, and I'll share that again, the advice that you listen to, is it somebody that's had a successful business? Is it somebody that has had a successful business because they were passionate about it? Because somebody who's passionate about a business is different to somebody that goes into business to make money. And if you really want to wake up every day doing what you love, choosing your own hours, being your own boss, going on holidays when it suits you, investing time with your customers and clients when it suits you, and working with the people that you want to work with, then having your own business is a very exciting experience. So please learn from my mistakes. But most importantly, as a max exercise professional, you have three coaches. We've all got multiple decades of experience with and in business, our own business and other people's businesses. And our goal is for you to have a successful, profitable business. I love waking up every day knowing that today might be the day that one of my students shares with me they're opening their new business today, or they're opening another branch of their business, or they've got another boot camp opening in another suburb, or they've got another chain of or another studio or gym in their chain opening up, or the many business professionals that we have that just are so excited that even though they were passionate about something, you have to have the business skills for that business to be successful and profitable. And that's what we do here. Personal coaching at Max is making sure that your business, whatever it is that you do, is successful and profitable. And the reason that it is successful and profitable is because you're doing what you love. You want to be the best in the world at it for your customers and clients, and you want to add massive value to their lives. And if that's your driving force, then that's what we're here for, to make sure that all of that comes together in a beautiful package called your own successful, profitable business. So please take full advantage of your personal coaching. Please learn from our stupid mistakes that have cost us millions of dollars. But please also learn from our successes so that you might be able to become successful quicker than we did. If I took out all the silly things that I've ever done and just included the successful things that I've done, then things would have happened much, much quicker. So regardless of your age, regardless of your experience, regardless of your education, regardless of whether you've got millions of dollars or no money, you can have a successful business. And that's just my very personal wish for you. I've been told so many times, because I don't have a tertiary education, I dropped out of high school at the end of year nine. I'm a woman, I've got blonde hair, I don't come from a a wealthy suburb, all the things that people said to me, you just can't be successful. And I proved all of them wrong. And that might be your driving force. When somebody tells you that you can't do it, how about prove them wrong and show them that you can? Wouldn't that be exciting? Woohoo!